Alrighty, it is Saturday, May 27th, 2023. I've got a Costco latte in me and three quarters of a slice of cheese pizza. I'm ready to go. I'm behind a whole motorcade of Memorial Day motorcycle drivers behind me here on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's my understanding that at some during some holidays of the year, guys with bikes have their bikes shipped to another island, like our island, and do their cruising. Maybe they're veterans that are retired, you know, military vets, or maybe these are all just from this island, but, you know, they're celebrating the fallen and what they believe to be their patriotic duty. Fault them for their lack of discernment, but, you know, let's try to do better. Don't give up your life so easily. Don't believe without vetting. And I am behind, oh my God, I'm behind a probably some Lowe's delivery truck with a forklift, etc. And then behind me was a cement truck full that was going 15 miles over the speed limit and tailgating me. So this is like, I don't know, 15 tons of fun behind me, my little subcompact car. So, you know, I mean, I'm going in a 25 mile per hour zone, and this guy is, but I'm going 35 or 40 in it, and this guy is tailgating me. You know, some gigantic vehicle full of cement. So, I don't know. But he is on a schedule. Hopefully, he's probably hoping to get a couple of loads delivered to some home, you know, some home home building going on. All right, enough of all that. The past couple of months have been just beyond. They've been insane. I don't know. I have to go look at, you know, the various levels of suffering, unspeakable, this and that, and I'll just outline some of those symptoms. It came, this new threshold or depth of destruction of me began in late June, early July of 2022, when on day two of a fast, the Holy Spirit comes into me, globs onto my heart, assesses my heart and her presence, the succubus's presence within it, and then moved over to my thymus gland and assessed that. And after, I don't know, it was not short, you know, it was probably 15 seconds, maybe 20, 25 seconds at most, I don't, something like that. It leaves. The Holy Spirit departs, and thenceforth, the succubus has been able to harm, tap, cause inflammation in all other areas of my body. I'm talking about the joints, the bones, and then down, all the way down this, you know, from my hips, well, my rib cage down to my hips down to my knees down to my ankles and my feet, and it has been fucked. I wouldn't mind if it was swapping out that for damage to my heart, but still there's a, you know, every week or so there's another attempt to kill me via pain or excess beats in my heart or something to that effect. And so, you know, I'm always thinking that, you know, I'm able to, you know, that somehow, well, that's some kind of, harmonious relationship is possible between me and this succubus. Harmonious meaning is, you know, not even a descriptor, not even the description, but something better than outright killing. You know, of, you know, she's still going to be dancing on my corpse when I pass, but or at least that's her hope. That's God's gift to her. But in the meantime, maybe I could have, be more productive. Be more productive. That's all I want. Be more productive. Well, nah, I want more than that, but hey, I'll take what I can get. I want to be able to do my job without such disruption. And honestly, I would like to see the veins in my legs heal. All this stuff that's come upon me since these problems began 4 years ago, all this circulatory system wreckage, I would like to see a reversal and some healing in that. But I don't think that's going to happen while she's in my heart, even if she's not so actively harming it. At night, well, all right, so, and that's not happening. I continue to lose ground physiologically, even as her attacks on my heart are less pronounced. It's just an ongoing degradation of me, and it's just slowed a bit. Maybe it's slowed a bit. I don't see it having slowed. But I'm able to carry out my duties better than I was maybe 2 years ago. So, you know, be happy for the small things. So much to say. I often, and this has been the case since the outset, but especially as I sought Hawaii as a respite or some kind of a moat between me and her, that's worked to some extent, not as much as I had hoped. But I'm still alive, which is something I believe that's not supposed to happen in the case of the Holy Spirit withdrawing support. I'm sorry, I'm going to go jump around a little bit, but it was 2 days after I kicked her out in her, what I call, astral body or whole live form, and then having rejected the Holy Spirit 2 nights in a row, that Sunday, a pervasive feeling of cold arose or was present in me that I had never experienced, or at least since Kundalini awakening in 90, whenever that was, I mean 80, I don't know, 85, I have something like that, 1985. So it was a withdrawal of protection. It was a withdrawal of blessing. That's what my best guess is that it was. Allowing her, or giving her, granting her license to come into me the following morning in a retribution, in a judgment, in a divine sanctioned execution, divine sanctioned punishment that would not have been possible had the Holy Spirit not withdrawn from me. Maybe that was withdrawn from my body, because obviously my mind, it was completely inadequate from the outset. So I'm very much not pleased by this, but that's probably, hey, you're always supposed to be standing in awe and appreciation and love and all this stuff to God and the Holy Spirit, and that hasn't really characterized my path entirely. So, you know, a lot of this is my fault, I suppose. And I'm sorry I said I suppose, which is part of the problem. So yeah, the Holy Spirit is withdrawn from my body for the most part. And so this girl is taken over in her. And so, yeah, this is what I want to say. So I have been, expecting, hoping, for the past 4 years that she will become distracted. She will lose her way And I was kind of hoping, get pregnant, work full time, beyond full time, have your father kick you out of the house. Again, deliver it, you know, become a mother, some kind of compromising set of conditions. I've been hoping come up. I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to like win my freedom through foul play, but honestly, I feel this whole thing's been a setup and unfair. And so I'll take a whole lot of help however I can get it. Period. I mean, not really period. I don't know. I don't really want someone to just go shoot her in the head, although if I have nothing to do with that and it happens, it'll be with mixed feelings that I view her departure. Oh well, too bad, I'm sorry, goodbye. But but she hasn't. She's been a dedicated, uber dedicated, little, spiritually empowered cunt. I'm sorry to say. And, you know, she's taken God's license and run with it fully. And it was just a couple of months, it was 2 months after I had moved to Hawaii in early 2020, which means, you know, three and a half years ago. 3 years ago and a few months is when she broke up with her boyfriend. Because I know, because I've had her full attention every night since then. And maybe, I think there was one time where I was pretty certain that she had had sex a day or two or something like that. And man, she had a really hard time clawing herself back into me. Which happens through basically her sadhana, which is some strange thing of like a false heartbeat in my left ear and a drumming of my heart where she just takes my heart by the reins and runs it hard. These drum beats that causes negative vibration throughout me. And you can tell that she's clawing her way back, that is gaining strength within me, within you, if you had such a thing. Little by little, the increased force of the heartbeat. Where it starts, like, you can barely sense it, because my heart is almost like, it's hard to, my heart is amazing, you know. So there's this very weak drum beat, harsh little drum beat. And it's like a water, you know, like a little water, water pick, kind of a spray that little by little, it's like wearing a hole in a diamond or a quartz rock formation. You know, it's just, you know, the sound of a drill in a dentist office. Although I hope in the future you don't have drills in dentist offices. It's a very barbaric thing. Procedure tool, but and so it gains force until the point that she's back where she wants to be. And if she's been a bad girl and fucking some guy, her hold on me gets tenuous. I begin to break free, like within hours my body's feeling elated. You know, if her mind is not on me to the greater extent, her body is not on me etherically to the large extent, then I move away from her. And I'm just hoping that the cost of doing so materially, socially, pragmatically in her own life would become insurmountable. But that has not been the case. I think her parents are footing the bill for her to wait, maybe work 2 afternoons a week or something like that, 3 afternoons a week, maybe cleaning houses like maybe her mother does. I have no idea what's going on. But she's got nothing but time for me, including every night, all the way till the next morning, like 9 or 10 a.m. It's like, come on. You know, it's 7 a.m. It's 10 a.m. her time. Go to fucking work. Work. Do something productive. Anyways. So that's been my hope, and it just, hey, that hope is very, very, would not hang a whole lot of realistic expectations on that thing. I haven't seen it. And like I said, girl is dedicated. You know, look how tenacious I was. You know, got lucky, begging for God, begging for insight, begging for transcendence at age, whatever it was, early 20s, and then spent the next 9 years trying to get myself to a position of the next step, whatever that was. I did not have clear guidance for that. So, you know, that's 9 years. And then after that next step, it was just a few more months, and I should have transcended, but I had been in the MRI machine. I knew, and then major problems with EMF, and I had deep misgivings, and they've only been confirmed in triplicate since, you know, in the successive years. And then I was finally getting around, you know, with EMF protection, etc. And I was almost ready to, like, do it, you know, go for it, beg for divine agency. But I, right when I was about to, I had the paints ready to go. I was ready to abandon the box in my mother's living room, all that stuff. And then this happens, which is very, very heavy knowledge. And I chose suffering. I did not choose well. But it is knowledge that I hope will be helpful to others. I still want to get to the end. I still want to see this through. And I don't know that I will. I'm actually doubtful that I will. This is pretty heavy-duty fucked. And you need an extremely light duty professionally to get this done. The type of etheric energy that you're working with is very intense and not at all compatible with social life. You know, you need to have some solo job somewhere where you're just almost, you know, you can be in almost a zombie or comatose state part of the time, kind of maybe mechanically going through some simple movements or actions, and without having to rise up out of whatever your, you know, area of spirit or etheric development that you're at. But certainly not compatible with my work as a special education teacher. So I'm in a bit of a rut. I'm in the middle of moving from one school to another, and I may buy a house. I'm trying to find rentals. I got to adjust to a whole, you know, to a school, etc., etc. I don't know if I'm gonna. Chances are great that I will not be able to fast this summer. Which is like, wow. Also, I have had almost no desire to fast the past year, since last July. I am really butthurt, disappointed, dismayed by the Holy Spirit's abandoning me on day two of my fast. Where then this girl was able to solder a connection through me, where I think it's, I'm trying to visualize or get a sense of what this is. I think she has a sense of her body, and her body is connected to me. And like, if she applies like a focus to her knees or her legs or her feet, you know, her hips. They're connected to me in an etheric way, and she can apply direct pressure to me of a very negative type. And I was hoping that it would just be a mass of negative attention in one area or another, but it seems to be growing. This past few days, because I was lifting off again on Wednesday, I didn't have much of her attention on Wednesday, and since maybe that night, or certainly by Thursday morning all the way through today, I've had an exceptionally swollen left knee where I can't bend it much. It's visibly swollen, and whenever I shake it, I just feel this cord of pain going down maybe along my hamstring through different area, you know, different parts of my kneecap, underneath the knee, on the left of the kneecap, underneath area, or on the right. She can pass her thread through a variety of places and onto my feet. And she has maintained a swollen knee, a pain that's very difficult to dislodge, almost the whole length of my left leg. And then this wad of negative energy around my right hip. And that was beginning to extend down into my right knee, down into my right foot yesterday. And it, while the left leg was not, it was not lightening up. There's similar tension around my rib cage, connecting to my hips. And it appears that this movement, which my body is rebelling against, is directed towards basically a holistic takeover etherically of my body. And at the same time, there's been growing tension at the back of my head, my neck muscles, and a like a shadow over my brain. And I don't know if that's a cloak of energy around me, or if it's some sort of etheric worm, you know, part of her that is more at the center of my brain, or fooling around with my self-consciousness that's bound up in there. I don't know, but the feeling has been one of, at best, looking around me and feeling that I'm perceiving the world like through a veil. You know, they in Zen they talk of something like, I forget what it is, Katya, or maybe that's Sanskrit, but you know, it's a sense of like, aha, you know, the moment is so crystal clear, it's almost like the heavens are revealed in your cognition or in your perception around you. And it's the opposite of that kind of revelational clarity. It is like gray, an unmoving gray. And but I'll look at myself, I look okay. I'm able to sort of think relatively well. It's like not like my thinking has been undermined, although it has. But it's a feeling. It's the feeling of connection and wonder is increasingly absent, which I don't like. And maybe it's a, you know, increased takeover of my heart, so that like less of my heart is connected or informing my brain. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's unwanted, and I'm sorry, God, in my opinion, unwarranted. Alright, so there's a lot more to say, but I'm coming up on my destination. I'm hoping that things get better, but hope is, I don't know. You know, I went on my hike yesterday, and you know, it's only like an hour and 20 minutes, and my left knee hurt the whole damn time, swollen. I was trying to shake it out, this way and that, and then trying to lift and gently shake my right leg to try to get at the etheric tension around my right hip, and because it's higher up than just the hip joint, it's like the hip bone or something. It's really, really welded into me. And it's not like, oh, I got a bruise there. This thing's been ongoing for like a week or two now, to various extents. I don't want it to grow because I'm afraid that it's going to then draw upon, she's going to draw upon these additional energies available and use that to kill, you know, to cause a heart attack of some sort. Or cause a heart attack, period. Just asking you to wish me luck. I'm hoping that I'm able to continue to adapt to this, but wherever it goes, oh yeah, I've had all this pain in different joints, especially shoulders and elbows, just crazy weakness and popping, and you know, hard to get the inflammation and pain out. And then I'm concerned when, hey, I see tension there, I see inflammation, or where there's weakness, but maybe I don't feel the pain anymore. And that's very concerning. I want my body to register pain when there's an invasion, a harmful influence at work there. I don't want my body to, you know, that I want my body to be reacting vigorously, because that's a sign of life and a sign of like a physiologic awareness and memory of what it means to be whole and healthy. Okay? All of you, please make this world a better place. Please fight for bodily autonomy. Don't let them inject you with a damn thing. How dare they violate God's creation through this pharmaceutical product of harmful chemicals and adjuvants and metals and synthetic biology and cross-species genes. I mean, what the fuck? Don't do that. Don't take any shot. And beware centralized government. It is the bane of creation at this point. Because, you know, it's one word is regulatory capture. You know, because powerful interests will take control and subvert the voice of the people, and just, I don't know. I don't have a solution. But, yeah, and then don't, if you ever once get a whiff that you're being lied to by the media, abstain. Reject it. You must think for yourself. You must verify all knowledge before accepting it. If you have access to that inner voice of truth within you, then there'll be some kind of an intuition or visionary resource, guidance, form with, you know, platonic form, you know, an ideal within you that you can hold and utilize to see whether it resonates with the information, the behavior that you're being presented with. Does it give you energy? Does it take energy away? Does it make you fearful? Does it help you? Does it ring true? Some people call it the ring of truth. Is there truth in what you see and hear and read? That's our own, that is our only way through this. And it will not be easy. It has never been easy. It will continue to not be easy. I think when the founders of America, United States of America, the founders, I think Thomas Jefferson said that, I think, I forget what it was that had been established, but he basically said, you know, well, we've got your Constitution, we have your Declaration of Independence, and you may have your freedom if you are worthy of it. That is, if you maintain it, guard it jealously, and with arms, if necessary. May God grant us the truth that we seek. May God grant us the knowledge, the peace, the health, and the good luck that we need in this life, so that we may know that death and life are two sides of the same coin, and that there is a path to weld the two. To overcome duality, and to overcome not just psychological death, but physiologic death itself. May we all find that. May we be successful in our spiritual journeys. God guide us.